You are gonna love this one. This one's gonna go viral. In fact, it's already starting to. If you're a girl in high school and you feel uncomfortable undressing in front of a boy, which did not work out so well in Loudoun County, Virginia, where they let boys into the girls' changing and restrooms, and one of them put on a skirt and went and raped a girl. Teacher walked in the middle of it and gave them their privacy. She thought it was consensual. It wasn't, turned out. So what did they do when their transgender policy was exposed for the absolute debauchery that it was? What any good liberal would do. Lie, hide it, and move the boy in a skirt on to another high school where he did it again. Gotta love the left, y'all. And they're determined if they just try harder, it will work this time.
Yeah.
Kind of like socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If they just do it right, it will work this time. Well, they got a new version of it. You're going to love this one. From where else? California. The Temecula Valley Unified School District has come up with a new plan. So they've got these boys that want to change with the girls and want to hang out in the girls' restroom. They say they are girls. Well, what if the girls don't like that? Well, they've offered a way out for the girls. All they got to do to avoid being suspended for discrimination for refusing to get naked in front of a boy is sign a mental health exemption. They have to declare themselves on the mental health exemption document mentally ill. Put their signature under that. Yes, ma'am, mentally ill. And you can get a mental health exemption, Lee. Not the boy, yeah. You.
Who thinks or at least wants to claim that they are not the gender that they are down there.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah. it's the normals that have to declare a mental health issue.
Two school board members pushed this. You should go on my feed and watch The Face of Evil here. I'm not kidding. This creepazoid school board member, this dude, sitting there leering at the mom who says this, and she makes a very good point about what the left is doing here. Because you're signing a form declaring yourself mentally ill. If you want to go and work in our military, mm-hmm. our intelligence, I'm finding this out because I have a kid who does, you have to sign a thing. They can go get all your health records, all your school records, and it makes sense. You don't want crazy people in the military, right? Well, think about the cost of this. If you don't want to be there naked with a boy, you have to declare yourself mentally ill, and then they'll let you use a separate non-gendered changing room. In other words, you don't have to change with the opposite gender. Take a listen. This is this Temecula mom losing her mind at the school board meeting.
Girls should be free to change in their own safe spaces, free from biological boys. Their other alternative? Shaming the girls into filing a mental health exemption that would jeopardize their future security clearances and their careers for life. Melinda, you asked via social media for a better alternative, and a common sense solution was provided. If a biological boy does not feel comfortable changing in a boy safe space, he should seek a mental health accommodation, and he should not be allowed willy-nilly, pun intended, to occupy a girl's space.
Yeah, they want you to ruin yourself for life.
And that's the point of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. They want you to they want to exact a huge price for you to ignore what they think is right.
Can you imagine that? Signing something declaring yourself mentally ill because you are one of the 80% that disagree with the left on this?
There ought to be some lawsuit that kicks that out if they try to enforce that. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. To me, there should be like a class action lawsuit against this district because, you know, that has a pending future harm to anyone who signs that.
Ooh, good point. Text rates in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. information like that could also affect them if they decided to purchase a firearm in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, good point.
When they run a background check, hey, you declared yourself mentally ill because you disagree with the left.
Well, good luck trying to buy a firearm in California anyway. You need extra help.
So pointless. Yeah. Texter writes, that mom will be doxxed and her life will be destroyed. The left controls social warfare. Oh, I don't know. I think we're winning this one now. Yeah. It's trending on X. Yeah. All hell is about to rain down on these school board members' heads, and it should. He's leering at her. I mean, it's creepy. I'm looking at this dude. I'm like, I hope he's not around kids. He's on the school board. Anyway, folks, I bring this stuff up because we can all laugh at California because they're so delusional.
But
everything you see them try, everybody watching this on the left right now, trend on X is we are outraged. It's like, I want this in my state.
Yeah.
I want to force conservatives. Jed, I want to force them to declare themselves mentally ill. You will see this at the national level if they get power. I'm just painting a picture of where they're going.
Or in Charlotte or Charleston or, you know,
Yeah. And I mean, when you look at what is just going on in the last week, this whole mental illness angle, I mean, Loudoun County is still, I just talked about Loudoun County, the boy in the skirt rapes his first girl. And they just move him to another school. Don't warn anybody there. And he sexually assaults a second girl. Remember, his dad was the one, dad was the one who was, had to be wrestled to the floor at the school board meeting because he's screaming about his daughter being raped. And then remember, all of the liberal media played it without the audio as a demonstration of how white supremacist MAGA was out of control at school board meetings and we needed an FBI crackdown.
And as the school board denied it, even though they knew it was true.
Lied about it. Loudoun County last week, this is crazy, just to catch you up on where they are. They had some boys. There's a girl now who wants to change with the boys in one of their schools or one of their high schools. Some of the boys refused to undress in front of her, filed a complaint. There was three of them filed the complaint because the girl was in there naked. She's intact. She hasn't changed herself in any way, right? Two of them were suspended for, get this, sexual harassment.
No, wait a minute.
The boys. She comes in there and gets naked. And they are suspended for complaining about sexual harassment.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, sexual harassment. And she took pictures.
She took pictures of what?
Well, okay. She videoed them because they were objecting to her being in there. And they were very polite. And they were like, hey, you know, please get out of here. Well, you're not allowed to film in the changing room, period. And so the girl got in school suspension. They got out of school suspension. Now, listen to this. If they want to come back, they have to complete a plan to help them confront their sexual prejudice and their sexism.
Okay. So these kids, they need to go to a private school then. I mean, just check out. I mean, that's just absolutely.
Loudoun County, Virginia.
If they actually try to enforce that, check out. You're done. This is not a place where you need to be.
Well, the parents are suing, so I hope that they all get a nice new McMansion.
Yes, I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Now, I didn't tell you the punchline. Notice I said there were three boys who complained, but there were only two that were suspended. Want to know the punchline?
Let's hear the punchline,
Tara. The third is a Muslim. He said it was his religion. They didn't suspend him. See how this works?
Yeah.
Well, when you're from a group.
Oppressed group.
Exactly. Votes. Sunni over 90% for Democrats, then you know what? It's all good.
Yeah.
But if you're white male, well, you're problematic. You're voting, you know.
Who may have also had a theological, religious objection to this as well. But of course, they're not an oppressed group.
Right.
Because if you're a white male Christian, then you are the oppressor.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if the two other boys made a religious argument or not. I don't know. But I know the third one did. And he said he was Muslim. And they're like, you're good. Vote Democrat. See ya. So this is where the left is today. But I got news for him. Their comeuppance is coming because the most glorious thing happened in Canada. You know, I mentioned this briefly yesterday. And this is going to become a problem, okay? Pro-Hamas Palestinian activist shut down a gay pride demonstration in front of the Commonwealth. Violently. Now, nobody hit anybody or got hurt. They simply physically shoved them out of the way.
Well, that's still assault in this country.
Yeah, and they had to shut it down before the violence broke out. So this is Canada, right? Now, you got the left eating the left here. And they're like, and they shut it down because they're like, no, we don't tolerate homosexuality. Sorry. Okay. Why would pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian Muslims think they could do that in Canada. What has changed that that's beginning to happen? Well, they have had the free speech crackdown rules there, where there are specific groups that you can literally not criticize on social media, Muslims among them. So they feel very comfortable. Anybody who criticizes this, they are the right people. Those are the wrong people. They could face a potential prison sentence. So they're like, well, hey, we got supremacy now. We do what we want. This is what the law says. We win the debate because it's not allowed to be had. So we're just going to shove you guys out of the public square because we don't like homosexuality.
Well, you got two protected groups there.
Yep.
So which one trumps the other?
Oh, you got me. I don't know. I'd love, if you're one of my liberal trolls, can you tell me? Because I get lost. Who is higher right now in your oppressor rankings? Is it Muslims or LGBTQ? Do you know? Does it change by the month? Do you even know? Who trumps who? I mean, who has to bow to who? I don't know. A lot of the LGBTQ people, Lee, were white. So it may be
that's problematic, yeah.
That is problematic, yes. So they either need to change that or they maybe second class citizens. But they're also LGBTQ. So I don't know.
And it is in Canada, so that's further complicated.
It's all very confusing. But anyway, that is where it stands. This morning, I'm telling you, the left is going to reap what they're sowing. They always do. And the results are hilarious.